morning. Welcome to Radio Friends on this Monday, October the 14th. We're all in for a very special treat because we have Maples Rep Theater with us today. Todd Davison, the artistic director, good to have you with us.
Thanks very much, Paul.
This is a very busy week for
you,
right?
It is very busy. We're opening a show in just a couple of days.
Yeah, they were up rehearsing until 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
This morning, you came down here to do our show.
Yep, we got to get back for rehearsal at 10.
We got the Radio Friend jet hovering above Jesse's dome.
Exactly right.
Get you back. But tell us about Church Basement Ladies.
Church Basement Ladies, a second helping, the Church Basement Ladies sequel. So this is a group of ladies who are toil away in the basement of the East Cornucopia Lutheran Church in Minnesota, and it's 1969.
So. Okay. And there are a lot of Lutheran jokes in here.
There are a lot. It's going to feel a lot like Lake Wobegon. Garrison Keillor fans are going to love Church Basement Ladies.
Okay. So set up this suit. We've got the pastor.
We've got the pastor, and we've got the three ladies who work in the church basement. Mm-hmm. And the song we're going to do is the opening song to the show, so it kind of introduces what Church Basement Ladies are all about. So maybe we should just do that, and then we can talk about it.
All right, so we got it for you. This is the opening song of Church Basement Ladies. It's yours.
There's a song about women I'd love to render here and now at the start of the show. And if anyone says they're the weaker gender, well, they don't know the women I know. They're the ladies who toil neath the sanctuary, cleaning, baking, restocking the shelves. But this song's about gals so extraordinary that perhaps they should sing it themselves.
Oof, now those kids sure got a lot of energy.
You're telling me.
I'm Pastor.
Everyone knows a church basement lady, the picture of glamour and grace, as pretty as pearls, devotion. These glorious girls in perpetual motion. Sweet as a rose, a church basement lady will banish a smile from your face. As cheerful as sunshine, as welcome as shade. You give her a lemon, she'll make lemonade.
So proud to be part of this blessed brigade.
Yes, it's an honor to be a church basement lady like me.
Coffee, Pastor.
Thank you, Mrs. Newstead.
Everyone needs a church basement lady when skies are depressingly gray. She's nothing but nice, someone you can rely on.
Words of advice
or a shoulder to cry on. Nothing impedes a church basement lady. You better not stand in her way.
From brewing a coffee to dusting the pews,
when she hears her calling, she'll never refuse.
A dainty drill sergeant and sensible shoes.
Every gal wishes she were a church basement lady like her.
The Church Basement Ladies, so that's the opening song.
That's the opening song where they come in and they're making all the coffee and everything like that and getting all the dishes done and everything like that, because the ladies down in the basement, of course, have to feed all the people. They don't get to go up to the sanctuary. They just get to talk about what's going on up there.
So there's a little bit of gossiping.
There is a little bit of sharing of the stories. Yes.
Can we meet all the Church Basement Ladies? Let's start at it. You are?
I'm Karen Pappas.
And your character?
I am Mavis Gilmerson.
Okay, and then we have the pastor.
Yes, Andy Brown and Pastor Gunderson.
And next?
Leisha Watson, I play Vivian Snoostad.
Yes, and?
Cheyenne Nelson and I play Karen.
A.K.A. Patsy Cline also. We're so glad that you came today. And that really is a wonderful song. Is all the music like that?
All the music is very lively and fun. And what happens during all the Church Basement Ladies shows are the ladies are getting ready for various different things up above, like the Luther League, the youth groups having a banquet at one part, and then it's 1969, so the Vikings are in the Super Bowl, and they play the Kansas City Chiefs, actually. So there's a whole scene about the getting ready for the Vikings Super Bowl, and so that's part of it, you know, too, that they're because there was supposed to be a church meeting scheduled that day, but they scheduled it, that they canceled it because of the Super Bowl. So, of course, that doesn't sit well, very well with the ladies.
Right. We got one more song coming up
here. One more song. This is the youngest of the Church Basement ladies. Her name is Beverly. At the end of the first show, she just got married. So this show, she comes in and she has a secret. She's got to tell her mother that she's going to have a baby, which she does during the course of the show. Not on stage, but during the course of the show.
Go ahead, Beverly. Do the song.
There's an image indelibly etched in my mind that I conjure whenever the world seems unkind. It's the sight of my mother in apron and hat, making marvelous treats while I patiently sat. All the fragrant aromas perfuming the air, from the cookies and bars and the cakes she prepare. And she teach me the song as she stood at the stove. It goes cardamom, cinnamon, ginger, and clove. I have to admit, it's not much of a song, a childishly simple refrain. How can something be so incredibly strong, yet soft as a September rain? I don't know why this melody stays in my ear, or why lyrics so silly should now seem so dear. But I'm sure there's a lesson that I'm meant to learn. When these wonderful words and the music return, like a ribbon connecting my now to my then, start humming the tune and we're here once again, just my mother and me and the magic we wove, singing cardamom, cinnamon, ginger, and clove.
The second helping of Church Basement Ladies.
So you can see there's a lot of funny stuff, and then there's some really heartwarming stories, too, between the ladies, and they do a quilt and all kind of things.
So it opens Wednesday.
It opens Wednesday.
How do they get tickets? Real quick,
they call maplesrep.com, or they call 660-385-2924.
Todd Davidson, thank you so much for
coming by.
Hey, Bob Bohan with the music. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute, Audio Paddock. Our floor director is Sifan Young, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.